You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 112. And today, let's peel back the curtains and really understand the magic of telling your story to radically boost your business. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And today I'm excited about our guest, Odette Peak. We have been dancing back and forth on social media for a while, and it just goes to show that tapping into the power of social media can open up some great opportunities. We met there, and now she's joining us on the podcast today, and we're going to be talking about stories. And I got to tell you, this conversation with Odette just got me so excited for all of our Own Your Bold members who are unleashing the power of speaking in their business. Whether you have your own podcast, or you're looking to get on stages, maybe you want to get on TEDx stages or do TED Talks, or you're doing webinars, it doesn't matter how you're speaking. When you're speaking, you're actually inspiring people to take action, and you're going to attract more of your ideal clients. And so crafting your signature talk and really understanding how to get yourself booked on stage is one of the big things we do in the Own Your Bold Inner Circle. If you are not achieving the goals and the dreams and the taking big, bold action in your business, and maybe you're feeling very overwhelmed with a lot of activity, but not getting those results, you must join us in the Own Your Bold Circle this year. We are taking enrollments right now at ownyourboldcircle.com. Check it out. There's two ways to join. And I got to tell you, the members are just on fire right now. They're fierce, they're confident, they're courageous, and they are achieving goals that have felt way out of reach for far too long. So we'd love to have you in the group with us as well. ownyourboldcircle.com. Now, let's tune in to Odette and her magic of storytelling. Well, I am joined by a really special guest today to talk about the magic of storytelling to radically boost your business. And I can't wait to get into it. Let me first introduce our guest, Odette Peak. Odette is going to share how our audience members can tap into the power of their personal stories to create an immediate emotional connection, build trust, and get seen as the go-to expert to boost your businesses to new levels and increase positive impact on the world. So, Odette, thanks so much for joining us. I've been really looking forward to our conversation today.
Well, thank you for having me. I know we've been online buddies for, I don't know, what, a year and a half or something? I don't know. Time flies. But
right. Well, isn't this a great testament, though, to how really being present in your social media and not just delegating all of it, but, you know, actually being there and seeing who you're connecting with can lead to some really great opportunities and open lots of doors.
Absolutely. And, you know, I call this the microwave mentality. Everybody wants instant. It's like, no, you got to nurture, you got to be consistent and diligent and just stay in the game and build these relationships, like really build them. And they take time.
Yeah, and nurture, right? It's not always, like you said, that instant gratification. But, you know, we started talking, you know, what, 2 or 3 years ago, and something ran across your feed. And I was like, oh, I love that. And I want to congratulate you on your TED Talk. That was last year, right?
Yeah, we're coming up to 2 years. July 2017, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so it's always a nice coveted opportunity to stand on a TED stage or a TEDx stage.
It is. No, it absolutely is. And it was a bucket list. And then I'll be honest with you, I was scared out of my mind, like out of my mind scared. And I was like, you know, just before I went on, I'm like, okay, universe, you know, I know this. So you just got to pull it out of me. Cause it's not in my head right now. So it was a real come to Jesus moment or whatever you want to call it. Come to universe moment.
Well, you know what? I'm really glad you said that. And I know we're going to talk about speaking and storytelling today, but I think if most of us are really authentic and in our heart, and when we're talking about it, like, we are a little nervous, like those nerves do kick in. And especially when you're doing something like that for the first time. And I think that just helps everybody remember you can be a pro, you can have the best skills in the world, and it's okay to get a little nervous. Like, you can still move through it and have a powerful experience.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'll just use, like, I just did a webinar, I was just telling you, and I get nervous, like, because I want to deliver well and all of that, and I want to show up 100%, and I still get the butterflies in my stomach, and I actually like that, because that keeps me tuned in to wanting to create impact in this world, rather than just like, oh, it's just another webinar. So
yeah, I agree, me too. It's like those butterflies are a sign that you really care, I think, and you want to do your best job. Well, we're going to talk about storytelling today. I'm kind of curious, do you think dropping into your story helps overcome some of those nerves for you?
You know, that is probably a really great question to answer. I have to ponder that for one sec. Only because, and I'll actually just share a bit of my story, is that when I started coaching, I'll say 2011 is when I went full time. And for the first year and a half, I didn't speak. I did not share my story, because I had a lot of personal major disappointments. Can't even describe it, like just personal crushing moments. And I just, as a business coach, I thought nobody wants to hear that or know that of me, because they're not going to want to work with me, because a business coach needs to be strong and powerful, and you know. And so I didn't share my story, but my business only got to a certain level, and there was this moment when I had this, what I call spiritual breakdown. I didn't know who I was at my core anymore. And I started to share my story, and everything started to change for me in business and personally. And I think that not sharing your story is, people want to know the authentic and the vulnerable and the real you. And the only way that they're going to get that is through story. So I still get nervous sharing my story, because there's still a part of me that's emotionally connected to that pain, right? It's like, I'm not crying, but there's that, my heart skips a beat when I have to share my story. And I think that that's really powerful, because it means that I'm still connected to who I am as a person and my ups and downs. And for not sharing your story, to me, it has the adverse effect of people just go straight into the content, and I'm going to tell you everything that you need to know about this subject, and the humanness is missing. And so there's no concrete answer for that. But the one thing is that if you struggle with memorizing your talk, or if that becomes an angst for you, I know a lot of people want to get their talk perfect. The one thing that you don't have to memorize is your story. So it's like, make it super simple and talk about yourself in a way that motivates and inspires people. So whenever I forget something content-wise, I just go, what story can I just pull? And then I'm back on track again.
Yeah, I'd love that. I think you're speaking to the masses here when you remind us that being in our story is what bonds us to other human beings. Like we sometimes get in our story so much that I think we forget that other people don't live our story with us every day, right? So, you know, telling that story and sharing, you know, we don't have to share every single detail, but sharing our stories in a way that illuminates who we really are is the greatest way to bond with another human being.
100%. And having been on both sides of the fence where I was not going to show vulnerability, not share my story. I didn't even share the good parts of my story. It was just, no, I was like all business, black and white. And it you're just so stifled. And sharing your story in a way that really moves and motivates people into action is what makes it important. So you need to articulate or share your story in a way that isn't just blowing all over people. It's like a dance. You need to move your audience emotionally and stimulate them intellectually, so that story is woven nicely in with content, with your call to action, with client experiences, and that's what makes it engaging. If you think of it like a drama TV show, and it's that's what they do, is they take you up and down like a roller coaster.
I love it. I can't wait to get into that more. But now I'm really curious about your background and how, because you mentioned like you were in that black and white, like, you know, keep it really clean. You've got to kind of present yourself in a certain way. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to being someone that teaches speaking skills?
Yeah, for sure. So my background is, you know, I have immigrant parents that came to Canada from Holland and they lived through the war and then they had started their business. So everything was around, like, you've got to make money and you've got to be serious. And growing up, I that was the mentality of just work hard, work hard, work hard. And I built a business back in the early 90s. I started it by myself and we went through a recession here in Canada, just like you guys did in 2008. So it was quite devastating. And I built a multiple seven-figure business, which is still around after, even though I've sold it, but it's still around 25 years later. And there was no passion or purpose in that. It was really around helping real estate agents market their business. And when I went into coaching, I wanted to teach people all the tangible skills of how to build a business. So I was very hardcore. And the 2011 is when I went full-time. I think it was in August. And literally, I was excited because I was now in I had gotten divorced back in a blended family relationship of five kids, and it was really quite crazy. And I thought, okay, so now I can really focus on my business because my partner's going to take care of the house, the bills, the kids, all of that. But 30 days later, my partner said, you know what, Odette, it's not working out. We need to go our separate ways. And it was really, that's devastating on its own, right? Just on its own level, you're like, wow, I, you know, saw it coming, but didn't see it coming. But I was really worried about how I was going to live my life. How was I going to pay for pay my bills, find a house, move my kids. They were in grade 7 and 9 at the time. And when the dust settled around that, and I had a bit of a plan for my business, my mom and dad, who were in their 80s, both within a couple of months, fell, broke a hip, and they both passed away.
Oh my goodness.
So in the span of less than 8 months, you know, I started to build business full time. My relationship ended, so my future was gone. My parents got sick and they passed away. And now I'm, you know, an orphan, and that's how I really felt. And the icing on the cake was I woke up one morning and I couldn't move. The stress was so bad that I created a paralysis in my upper body and my arms because my neck was pinched. The nerves in my neck were pinched. You think sounds like easy enough to unpinch them, but it took me a year and a half to heal from that. And I basically couldn't move. I lost about 15 pounds. I still moved. I still did my business. I still took care of my kids. And my present moment was, you know, as I'm a walking metaphor, I was like, I was paralyzed, literally. And so I tried to build this business for a couple of years without having to share any of that with anybody. So it's like I was holding it in and it was so toxic. And I just had this spiritual breakdown because for me, I didn't know what spirituality meant. It was so black and white. And interestingly now, I can't say I'm the most spirited person, but I really get what it means to build a business and build a life from the inside out. And I have people literally who know both sides of me saying, you are the most transformed person I've ever seen, from black and white, hardcore, to loving, kind, compassionate, and sharing. And like next month, I'm going to be doing the week long with Dr. Joe Dispenza.
You know,
like, what? You're crazy. You know, you'd be going to see AC/DC, not Joe Dispenza. It's like, so I get what it's like to be all head. And now I really have a nice blend in that. And that's, it's really great. So if I can do that, then I believe that other people can.
Yeah, I think everybody has that ability. And I think, like you explained and you shared in your story, I think the sad thing is most of us wait for a painful catalyst instead of a pleasure catalyst, right? And, you know, we don't necessarily make radical change because, oh, I want more of this thing. We make it because we're in pain. And I think, you know, as we bring this back into speaking as a really powerful way to build a platform and stories being such an essential piece of being a good speaker, those pain moments become the juice of our story, right?
And your pain moments, assuming that as a speaker you're through the pain moments or at least partway through, that you have a solution. So when people come to hear you speak, they're there to learn how, or they want to be transformed. Shall we? Transform might be a big word. They don't go, I'm going to be transformed at the end of this talk, but they go in the hopes that what they're going to learn from you is going to make a difference in their life or their business or whatever it is that you teach.
Yes.
And so there's already a want of something more from your audience. And when you share your story in a way, because it's really about how you share it, that is beautifully portrayed as a, here I was, just like you, and how I came out the other side of it. Here's my solution to the pain. And also talking about not solving the pain, what are the consequences? So when you speak to people in terms of your story being really being your teaching moments, as adult learners, we take it in more than if you were just to go up in front of the room and just, recite a whole bunch of content-y stuff, intellectual stuff. So as a speaker, I believe it's our duty to take people on three things. One is an emotional journey. Take them through the highs and the lows of your life. Stimulate them intellectually. Teach them your brilliance. Teach them how you got out of the pain that you were in. And do that by way of story. And then the third element is moving people into action. You have to be able to, even if, I'm not talking about selling from the front of the room, although that might be part of it, you still need to move people into action, because otherwise they're just left hanging with being inspired and motivated in the moment. But as soon as they go home, they don't know what to do. And then they go back to the way they were. It doesn't take very long for people to regress back to the way they were and the way they thought. And that does a disservice to your audience, because once they get a glimmer of the solution that might solve their pain point, if they don't have an action item of what to do, then they might even take more steps backwards from where they were.
Never thought of it that way, that, part of our responsibility when we are speakers and when we're trainers and using that skill is to give them an action that doesn't make them go backwards, but they can help propel them forward, even if that's just making a decision to take a next step, right? I think that's really well said. I want to talk more about speaking in a minute, but I want to flesh out this idea of your soul story. Because we have talked about storytelling a few times on this podcast, and I think you have a very unique way of really tapping into story, and maybe it just expands on what you were just mentioning. But can you give us your definition of a soul story and why it really sets you apart as the competition?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or from your competition, I should say, not as the competition.
So your soul story is the very center of who you are. It's your inner sense of meaning and purpose. And when you follow your soul story, you're following your inner sense of meaning and purpose. And your life, it just expands. When you share your soul story with somebody else, their life fills with meaning and purpose, and so on and so on. And that's really the true ripple effect of impact. Now, your life is made up of millions of experiences. And I call those experiences your soul story moments. And so your whole life, in reflection, has a million soul story moments that have built upon each other. So when you were 5 years old, as an example, I'll use a little bit of a trauma one here. That let's say you're in the playground, you're grade five, you're kindergarten, you're playing with some friends, and two people said they don't want to be your friend. And I mean, kids are really like, we don't want to be your friend. Like, it's just kind of blunt, and it's there, and you're left there to play by yourself, and you internalize that experience. And so the actual facts of the experience are these two people said to you, I don't want to be your friend. And you make that story mean something so big and so large by the time you're 20, 30, 40, 50. And now you're basing your perception on the world, the way you live in the world, the way you have relationships with people. It's based on all of your soul story moments and your experiences, and they often come from a place of negativity. So the two little girls or boys, whatever, didn't want to play with you. Well, you made it mean, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of love or being liked. I don't have fun, all of whatever. And then what you do is you keep all of your experiences start building from that one story. And we have created now a big snowball of I'm not good enough. So by the time that you're whatever, 30, 40, 50, your whole life is based on the I'm not good enough feeling, rather than I'm amazing. And, you know, when I was 5 years old, those kids, they didn't even know what they were talking about because they were friends with me 45 minutes later. We forget that part. So we end up fabricating a story based on fact, and then we live our life based on the fabricated story. And that's why this world is very, you know, there's a lot of negativity, there's a lot of fear. And if you take a look at inside of yourself, if you aren't where you want to be in life or business, you need to ask why, and you're probably operating from that negative your core negative belief based on your experiences and the made up story that you make of the factual story, if that makes any sense. So we need to rewire, we need to retell the story. So I have my clients do a process, and it's called Going Through the Ages, where we literally take you through year by year of your life, of what happened, what are the feelings and emotions around it. And then you're going to see a pattern and a theme, and I call that your emotional theme that you pull through your entire life. But that emotional theme has made you who you are today. So, but we need to heal from it. And sharing your soul story with other people is a very healing tool, shall we say, because it heals you, but it also heals other people, because then they don't have to go through the same hell that you did.
I've heard that oftentimes called the wound.
Yep.
And what I'm hearing you say is that really understanding that series of stories that you developed into beliefs is like the anchor of the story you tell to bring people into, you know, connecting and rapport with you. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So one of my intros in my talk is this, and I'll just walk out on stage and I drop people right into the middle of my story. And so one of the questions is, have you ever been so paralyzed with fear that you could not move? It was a cold winter morning, February 5th, 2011. When I woke up, I couldn't move. So I drop people in right into the middle of my story of paralysis. And you can take, when you're with the magic of storytelling and using it as a speaker, you don't have to start with the story when you were 5 years old. You can start with a very powerful story and then spin out from there. But you're 100% right, is that the story of the paralysis, it comes from, you know, 37 stories, you know, 40 years ago. And I'm now able to tell the story in a powerful way that, you know, for instance, I use the word paralysis, is how many people are paralyzed with fear. And that brings people into the moment with you. And that's really magical, because they feel like they're one with you. But most importantly, they feel like you get them. And that is what's so important with the speaker, is that your audience needs to know that you get them. And all too often, speakers don't know how to do that well.
It starts by understanding your own story, then crafting your story in a way that as you tell it, you can connect with people. And this makes me think that you probably have some structures that you use around that. And I think that might be really insightful for our listener today to understand that telling your story is an art, right? And I've seen people try to tell their story and it was a little disastrous because maybe they're too raw in it still, or they don't really, haven't really developed a structure around it. So how would you guide someone in that way?
Absolutely. So my free gift for everybody will be that structured, the structure of the plan for a talk.
Excellent. And
there's three elements that you need to do, is that the moment you walk out on stage, you've got, you know, however many seconds, but I just say the first 60 seconds, it's so important that you pull on an emotional string with your audience, whether it's, you know, happy, sad, glad, or mad, that you come out with something powerful. And it can be a statement, it can be a question, it can be just a snippet of your story like I shared. And within two, three, maybe four, within two sentences, if you do it well in the delivery, you literally will have the whole room stopping what they're doing, which often is checking their phone, you know, looking around, all of that kind of stuff, because we are so distracted so easily in today's world, that I call it, it's like a truth bomb. You drop that truth bomb, and all you're trying to do in that moment is just get people's attention with something so powerful. And then once you have their attention, you then can move into more stories, some content, and it's about setting up your audience so that they actually just continue to listen to you for your entire talk. People don't understand this, or they think it's too simple, is that you can have an audience in front of you. It doesn't matter how many people are in front of you. It can be one person or 14,000 people. If they're not listening to you, you're wasting your time. So I just get my clients when I'm working through, you know, whether it's via retreat or online programs that I've got, is just get them to have the audience to stop doing what they're doing or stop thinking what they're thinking and listen and pay attention. Then it's about being able to, what I call, seed the offer all the way through, whether you're selling a program or even if it's a free gift, is you have to seed your offer all the way through the talk. So let's say you want to sell a bunch of books. You don't wait until the end of the conversation, or sorry, the end of the talk, to say, and I have books for sale, meet me at the back of the room. You talk about being an author. You might even say, I've got books here, happy to, whatever, it's $20 a book. I'll sell those at the end of the talk. Start seeding your offer and the call to action. Even if your call to action is just something like, by the end of this talk, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be a different person, and here's why. And then you go into maybe an action item, like, in the next 24 hours, take this action. You seed that all the way through, you're going to get people actually taking action with you. And that is what is really beautiful for an audience. Not just the clapping and the and all of that. It's that your audience is listening and moving into action with what you said. Very inspiring.
So I'm even more excited to share your resource in a little bit. So stay tuned. We'll share how you get Odette's resource to help you map that out. But I think that's a really great structure, and it helps people remember you actually have a purpose for telling your story, but you need to have some mechanics. And I know with my clients, one of the most important things you do is figure out how you're going to speak to build your authority. But if you don't have a structure, the authority gets lost. So I love that you have a resource that people can use today to help with that. I want to dig into a little bit more about speaking, because, you know, as you and I were talking, we've been sharing little messages back and forth and sharing each other's social media posts and things like that. You know, one of the things that I know about your work is that you're really clear that speaking is one of the most important authority platform builders. Like, it's how you design and develop influence in your industry. So I want to talk to the people that know this, have heard this, and they're not really sharing their story on stages yet. They're holding themselves back.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I just did a webinar and I talked a lot about that. In today's world, everything is about the bright, shiny object. Go global, go online, and you're going to be instant overnight success. All you need to do is have this sales funnel, this Facebook ad, this SEO, all this stuff that I still don't, to be honest with you, really know what it all means. Because I built my first business speaking. I went around my town, the greater Toronto area, and I just did 5-minute speaking gigs in front of real estate agents. I went to real estate offices and no more than 5 minutes. And that's how I grew the business, because, well, we didn't have internet back then. And today, people are so like, oh, they want to stay home, they want to stay behind their computer, and they have this false sense of, I'm going to be really recognized out there. And I really encourage entrepreneurs who want to be speakers or who really want to speak but don't know where to start. And I always bring everyone back to home. Is, well, number one, get out from behind your computer, but start local. There is enough business to create a multiple six-figure business inside of a 100-kilometer radius of where you live. And if you live in the city, it might even be a smaller radius. And you need to go out there, be seen regularly. Go to your local networking chapters or events or associations, affiliations that you've got, and just speak. And I believe that speaking is at your networking event. Everyone gets their first, the 30 seconds. Stand up, say who you are, what you do, and with a really powerful call to action. That is a speaking gig. It doesn't have to be those sexy 45-minute keynotes that, people get paid for. Speaking is any time that you elevate yourself, i.e. stand up, is just where you're just spreading the knowledge of who you are and what you do. And the people who are afraid, I get it, because isn't speaking one of the biggest fears out there? Is some people would rather drown. And then God, if you have to have them tell their story, they're like, no one's going to want to hear what I have to say, and who's going to care, and all of that. I teach people how to do a 2-minute talk, which you can get anywhere at any event. And I'll just give you a real quick example of that in a second. And you can make money and you can get clients and make a difference. I went to an impromptu networking gig that I found online. And I just went, and the lady said to me, the organizer, her name was Randy, and she said, you know what, Odette, we don't know you. Just jump up in front of the room. You got 2 minutes. Just share with us who you are. And this was before I was, quote unquote, a speaker. And I was scared to death. So I wrote on a napkin, one of those cocktail napkins, and it got wet and it started to rip. And I thought, okay, Odette, how hard can this be? Just tell people who you are. And then if you're so afraid to approach people, why don't you just ask them to come and talk to you? So that was my call to action. I closed $20,000 in the room that night. In follow-up, another 20. And what was really super cool was I met one of the major event producers here in the Toronto area. She has like 700 to 1,000 people at her events. She was there. She liked me. We chatted, and I spoke at her event 6 months later and made over $100,000. So it's about getting outside of your comfort zone, but using any opportunity to stand up and just tell people who you are and what you do and have them come talk to you, because that was my call to action. So we got to kind of get over ourselves a little bit, right? And say, if I don't share my story, who is suffering? Because it's not about you anymore. It becomes about them.
You give that example, and I agree. I think, you know, having the courage to be seen oftentimes is where this is at, right? Like, okay, it's time to be seen. I have to get more visible. I have to get out of my own way. It's, you know, it's why I teach the Own Your Bold process. It's like, bold up, baby. Let's get out there and get seen. And that's really where I think building your business, it's the fastest way to start it. I'm kind of curious if you've seen some areas that people make chronic mistakes in the way they try to tell their stories or the way they're trying to get out there and speak more, that maybe just cover a couple of the biggies that might help someone avoid those mistakes as they get going with all this.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So number one is the story is you don't know what story to tell and you don't know how to tell the story. And if you have a talk, it's, let's say there's three components to a talk. You've got the story, you've got the content, and then you've got the offer and the call to action. A lot of people, they take their talk and they dissect it into three. Okay, here's my story for 10 minutes. Here's my content for 10 minutes. And then they probably don't even make an offer, but they become story heavy at the beginning and they don't know how to evoke the emotional connection. So problem number one is that they don't make an emotional connection with the audience because they don't tell the right story or tell the story in a way that moves people in whatever emotion, happy, sad, glad, or mad. The second problem is that they fire hose with content. And this is often a comfort zone for people so that they don't have to tell their story. And they just want to be able to share how brilliant they are and how smart they are. So they fire hose and overwhelm the audience with too much content, confusing content. And then what happens is you can physically see this. The audience starts to, they lose interest, they get distracted and grab their phone, but they physically move away almost, that you can see them backing up energetically and even in their seat because you drown them in content. And the third biggest problem is either not making an offer or knowing how to make one properly. And that's both a skill set and a mindset issue, because a lot of people are afraid to sell, and God forbid sell while they're speaking, like, you know, all eyes are on them. And they don't make an offer, and therefore nobody comes to talk to them or the back of the room or buy their stuff or sign up for their freebie. Or they make it and they blunder it because they're so scared to make the offer. They feel salesy or swarmy, and it comes across as salesy and swarmy, and people are like, well, that was awful. That was awkward. So those are really the three biggest mistakes. So you have to make an emotional connection. You have to just give a snippet of content, and you've got to have a really powerful call to action that is in alignment with your content and in alignment with your stories.
Well said. I love it. I can't wait for people to get your resource. Why don't you tell them what it is and how it's going to help them put a lot of these things we've been talking about into action?
Yeah, absolutely. So my freebie is called the $40,000 One Talk Template. And it's the 10 steps or the 10 compartments of putting your talk together from the moment that you walk out on stage with your snippet of your story or a comment or a question, right through to showing your credibility, because you got to answer the question that's going on inside of people's head is, why should I listen to you? You have to be engaging with the audience about saying, here's my promise that I'm going to be offering in this talk that I'm going to be delivering. Deliver on those three promises and then have a really powerful call to action. So what I love about this template, and I designed it for myself so that I could memorize a talk or really know it, as I chunked it down into sort of 10 steps. And each step in and of itself is almost like a little mini talk. So it's really a great formula. And it's the formula that I used to make, that started with that $20,000, you know, 2-minute talk at that impromptu event. And I just built from there. So it is, yeah. Should I give you the URL or do you?
OdettePeake.com/talk template. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Good. And, you know, when my guest like Odette gives you a resource like that, you got to go get it. Because whether you speak right now or not, having this in your little toolbox, this kit that you're going to turn to when you're ready to take steps in your business, this is one of those resources that you're going to use over and over and over again in your life. Whether you're giving a acceptance speech for an award, you're pitching yourself for a TED Talk, you're doing a video, you know, you can use this resource any way you speak, right? I mean, this would be something you could use over and over and over again in all the different speaking styles.
Well, it's really foundational for any marketing that you're going to put out there, because it helps you get really crystal clear on what your story is, who your avatar is, what pain you solve, what you, how you uniquely solve it, and what would be a really powerful call to action that's in alignment with all of those things that I just said. And so now you have the foundational raw material that you need to have anyways for your marketing, especially for online marketing. And people will then be able to really get connected and go, wow, she's talking to me. That's, I see myself in that marketing material. So I always think it's the most foundational and important work that you can do before putting any marketing material out there.
Sharing it. Let's wrap up with this. I always like to ask my guests about taking bold action. What's the boldest thing you've had to do to get where you are today?
Oh, you know, I have quite a few. You know, I'll give a more recent example. You know, the biggest, 2018 was a really interesting year for me. That I had a plan with my coach, December 24th, we sat down and we mapped out a plan for all of 2018. And I started working the plan. And, you know, by February, the plan was going all over the place. So I thought to myself, I don't know how many times I cried in airports, cried at, you know, in Ubers, because I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I sticking my neck out to build my business? And, you know, for me, it was creating a 3-day event. It was a 3-day retreat that I had for speakers in Tampa, Florida, and I'm a Canadian. And I had to get my U.S. working visa. I had a lot of stuff that I needed to do, but I had to really elevate who I was being. And it is the scariest thing to put your neck on the line and be that person that you so desperately want to be, and so that you can get and do and have and create impact. And so many times I wanted to quit. And I made this pact to myself that even if one person shows up at Tampa, I'm doing it, no matter what it costs me. And I held my feet to the fire, and so did a whole bunch of other people in support. Because the most monumental event that I had was at the end of the 3 days, that third day, and I saw physical transformation, mental and emotional transformation for the people that attended my event. I spent the whole third day crying because I kept saying to myself, I did it. I didn't quit. I didn't give in. I didn't listen to my fear. I did it. And I gotta tell you, it was the most, and even still today, and for the rest of my life, I know this, I will be so thankful that I didn't quit. And I'm telling you, many, many times I phone my event coordinator and whoever else and say, I am quitting, forget it. And then I'd like, you know, close my phone for an hour. So I just stepped into who I really wanted to be.
And I'm so glad you shared an example of, you know, we got to level up when we play bold. We want to amplify results. We've got to be willing to do things differently. And you've sure given us such a really powerful blueprint for that today. So I am in massive gratitude that our stars finally aligned and we were able to connect today. And thank you so much for your time and your gifts.
Thank you so much, Melanie. It's been a pleasure watching you and finally just meeting you. Yay.
And I'll remind you again, make sure you go get the talk template from Odette, odettepeak.com/talk template. All right. See you guys all next week for another episode of Amplify Your Success.
Bye.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.